like a fast song or a slow song? I was going to sing the slow one, but... Well, I'll sing Casey Jones. And those of you who wanted to a fast song, please join me on the chorus. The chorus isn't hard, and I'd be very happy to have you sing with me. This is a man's song, by the way. Women shouldn't sing men's songs, but I guess you'll forgive me since you got me into this. This is a famous ballad of a famous man called John Luther Jones, I believe. He was a railroad man, and he happened to run a train too fast. Came to a bad end, but a very exciting one. Casey Jones. Come all you rounders, for I want you to hear the ballad of the strange engineer. Casey Jones was the rounder's name on the big eight-wheeler of a mighty fame. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Casey Jones on a spotlight fly. Casey Jones was a mighty runner, was a mighty runner on the Salt Lake line. Caller called Casey about 4:30. He kissed his wife at the station door. Climbed in the cab with the orders in his hand. Says, this is my trip to the promised land. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Casey Jones on the Salt Lake line. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Was a mighty runner on the Salt Lake line. Oh, out of South Memphis yard on the fly, heard the fireman say, you got a white eye. Well, the switchman knew by the engine moan, the man at the throttle was Casey Jones. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Casey Jones on the Salt Lake line. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Was a mighty runner on the Salt Lake line. Rain was coming down 5 or 6 weeks. The railroad track was like the bed of a creek. They slowed her down to a 30-mile gait. The southbound mail was 8 hours late. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Casey Jones on the Salt Lake line. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Was a mighty runner on the Salt Lake line. Fireman hollers, Casey, you're running too fast. You run that block board, the last station you passed. Casey says, I believe we'll make it so. How she steams a lot better than I ever know. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Casey Jones on the Salt Lake line. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Was a mighty runner on the Salt Lake line. Casey says, fireman, don't you fret. Keep a knocking on the fire door, don't give up yet. Cause I'm gonna run her till she leaves the rails or make it on time with the southbound mail. Casey Jones was a mighty runner, come on and sing. On the Salt Lake line, Casey Jones was a mighty runner, was a mighty runner on the Salt Lake line. I could have some backing back with you, they're all good singers. Two locomotives was abound a bump. Casey's fireman hollers, Casey, it's just ahead. But we'll jump and make it, but we'll all be dead. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Casey Jones on the Salt Lake line. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Was a mighty runner on the Salt Lake line. Around the curve comes a passenger train. Casey blows the whistle, tells the fireman, ring the bell. Fireman jumps and says goodbye. Casey Jones, you're going to die. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Casey Jones on the Salt Lake line. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Was a mighty runner on the Salt Lake line. Mrs. Casey Jones was sitting on the bed. Telegram comes that Casey was dead. Hush your mouth, children, and hold your breath, cause a pension from Casey's dad. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Casey Jones on the Salt Lake Mine. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Was a mighty runner on the Salt Lake Mine. Now, there's another verse that Mrs. Jones didn't like very much. In fact, she sued the railroad or someone, maybe it was a newspaper. Maybe some of my colleagues back here know the real story. This is the verse that was suppressed. Mrs. Casey Jones was sitting on the bed. Telegram comes that Casey was dead. Hush your mouth, children, and hold your crying, 'cause you got another papa on the Salt Lake Line. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Casey Jones on the Salt Lake Line. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Was a mighty runner on the Salt Lake Line. Song I was going to sing, since I sang, excuse me, thank you for singing, by the way, it's fun to sing, and we all need to sing more. This is a very sad song. It's a song of a girl with a broken heart, like many folk songs. I'm sad and I'm lonely.
Another folk festival, because we miss you. We need your singing and your songs. Thank you so much, Ruth. Now I think it's time to hear from Cousin Het and Cousin Tom Beedner.
This stuff. I've been waiting to sing this song because I want all the boys and girls to help us out on it. And so if you'll be real quiet so you can hear when it's time, and I'll try to give you a signal. I don't know whether I'll be able to or not because I get so excited when I get to playing. This is Uncle Tom. He didn't bring his cabin with him. I told him this morning. I was afraid some of y'all didn't know. Isn't he pretty with his ruffles on? I've got everything. Now, I had one grandfather who lived in New York State, one who lived in Pennsylvania, and I lived most of my life in West Virginia. So some of my folk songs I get from those three places, and some of the other ones I get from Uncle Tom up in his Adirondack Mountains. This one is a song that was taught to me by a little girl from Pennsylvania. I was a little girl too, believe it or not, at the time. Mr. Frog, he went to town. All you have to say is ah-hmm, and if you don't say it, it's no fun. And you don't say mm-hmm, because in Pennsylvania they say ah-hmm. They say that a lot of people can understand Pennsylvanians if the Pennsylvanians point, you know, like that, when they talk. Now, don't forget to say ah-hmm, because I can't pick my hand off the otter heart, because I won't be able to play for this.
I went for it.
Yeah, now, now.
Frog went a-carving, he did right home. Frog went a-carving, he did right. Sword and pistol by his side home. Mr. Frog, he went to town Met Miss Mouse in the wedding town. Met Miss Mouse in the wedding
Pray, Miss Mouse.
Pray, Miss Mouse, will he marry me? Pray, Miss Mouse, will he marry me?
Yes, kind sir, if the rest do agree. Without my uncle, without my uncle, rest in bed, I would marry the friends I met.
Uncle Rat laughed till he shook his fat tight. Uncle Rat laughed till he shook his fat tight. To think his life was to be a bright
Where
will the wedding be? Way down south in a hollow tree. What will a wedding supper be? What will a wedding supper be? Like eyed peas and a cup of tea.
The first that came was a little brown bee. First that came was a little brown bee. A carrying a pistol on his knee.
Next that came was a big black bug. On his back was a big black bug. On his back was a whiskey jug.
The last that came was a little green snake.
The last that came was a little green snake. He coiled himself on a wedding cake. Bread and butter on the shelf. Bread and butter on the shelf. If you want any more, you can sing it yourself.
Now, don't take your dolls and go home, because I'm going to sing a very short song, and I don't think you'll get too bored, because I'm going to play this dulcimer. If nothing happens to it, if something happens to it in the middle, I'll just stop singing and stop playing. But they're very hard to keep in tune. And this one, can't you want to? Uncle Tom's going to sit down. He's tired.
You want to sit down with this?
No, this is all right. No, I can stand
right
up. This is called a three-string dulcimer. It isn't like the Hungarian dulcimer, which is played with hammers, and it has many more strings. This is a primitive instrument. This one was made for me by an old gentleman in Virginia, and he made it for me because I knew Sid Hatfield. If I hadn't known Sid Hatfield, he wouldn't have made it for me. Sid's a very fine man. He can sing like a bird. He ought to come down to this folk festival sometime. Well, anyway, this is a three-string dulcimer. The melody string is the high string, and these two are ground bass, any musician who's interested. You tune them, the lower string to F, and the other three to C. See, it's a three-string dulcimer with four strings. I forgot to explain that. The two top ones are melody strings, and sometimes we use them to make it come out, to make it sound better. And the song that I'm going to sing, you know, there are beautiful folk songs, mountain songs, and then there are hillbilly songs. Well, these hillbillies, all they do is sing about, I lost my little darling, I cried all over the place until my heart would break, and I got the pillow wet, and I got in awful trouble. And no self-respecting West Virginia mountaineer would sing a song like that. If his true love went against him, he'd probably spit in her eye and go out and find him another one. But so folk songs are not, when they become dead and you can't write a new one, you're working with something like Latin, which is a dead language. So you can always make a folk song. So I made a song. Now, if you don't like it, you'll never have to hear it again. But this one, and this is a song about love. So,
sing about love.
one string got out of tune. Thank you.
You know, folk singers just kind of appear from everywhere. We have a fine young man here all the way from San Francisco, I'm told. Boswell, is that right?
Con Calloway.
Oh, Con Calloway. what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to do a song called Sylvie. There's some conjecture as to where this song comes from. Some people say it comes from the islands. Some people say it comes from southeast Mississippi.
Sylvie, I'm so hot and dry. Sylvie, can't you hear me crying? Bring me little water, Sylvie. Bring me little water now. Little water, Sylvie. Every little one says, Sylvie says she loved me, but I believe she lied. Well, she hasn't been to sea since the last day of June. Sylvie, I'm so hot. Can't you hear me crying? Bring me a little water, Sylvie. Bring me a little water now. Bring me a little water, Sylvie. Every little once in a while. She brought me a little coffee. She brought me a little tea. Well, she brought me nearly every damn. But she didn't bring the jailhouse key. Sylvie, I'm so hot and dry. Sylvie, can't you hear me cry? Bring me a little water, Sylvie. Bring me a little water now. Look, oh, look, oh, yonder. Tell me, what is that I see? Well, I thought it was little Sylvie coming after me. Sylvie, I'm so hot and dry. Sylvie, can't you hear me cry? Bring it in a bucket, Sylvie. Bring it in a bucket now. Bring it in a bucket, Sylvie. Every little once in a while. Every little once in a
This is a song that is translated from the Austrian there. It's called Woman Go Home.
Woman, go home. Your man, he is ill.
Is he ill? Give him a pill.
Oh, my dear Franz, just one more dance. Then I'll go home to my poor old man. Then I'll go home to my poor old man.
Woman, go home. Your man, he is worse.
Is he worse? Well, I'm not a nurse.
Oh, my dear Franz, just one more dance. Then I'll go home to my poor old man. Then I'll go home to my poor old man.
Woman, go home. Your man, he is dead.
Is he dead?
There's no more to be said. Oh, my dear Franz, just one more dance. Then I'll go home to my poor old man. Then I'll go home to my poor old man.
Woman, go home. His will is to be read.
Well, now that he's dead, the Lord rest his head. No, my dear Franz, this is no time to dance. I must go home to my poor old man. I go to weep for my poor old man.
Ruth Neal said that a woman should never sing a man's song, and vice versa. So I'm going to break all the rules and do it. This is called Buffalo Boy.
When we gonna marry, marry, marry? When we gonna marry, dear old Buffalo Boy?
Well, I reckon it'll be next Sunday, next Sunday, next Sunday. Reckon it'll be next Sunday, that is, if the weather is good.
How you gonna come to the wedding, the wedding, the wedding? How you gonna come to the wedding, dear old Buffalo Boy?
Well, I reckon I'll bring the ox cart, the ox cart, the ox cart. Reckon I'll bring the ox cart, that is, if the weather is good.
Well, why don't you come in the buggy, the buggy, the buggy? Why don't you come in the buggy, dear old Buffalo Boy?
The ox won't ride in the buggy, the buggy, the buggy. The ox won't ride in the buggy, not even if the weather is good.
Who you gonna bring to the wedding, the wedding, the wedding? Who you gonna bring to the wedding?
Well, I reckon I'll bring my children, my children, my children. Reckon I'll fetch the kiddies, that is, if the weather is good.
I didn't know you had no children, no children, no children. Didn't know you had no children, dear old Buffalo Boy.
Yes, I've got five children, five children, five children. Yes, I've got five children, maybe six if the weather is good.
Well, there isn't gonna be no wedding, no wedding, no wedding. Isn't gonna be no wedding, not even if the weather is good.
Thank you.
Winifred? Cousin Winifred, what are you and Cousin Jake going to sing for us?
Well, may I sing two songs with the harp?
Yes, ma'am. Come right on. She's going to play her lovely little Irish harp.
Somebody spilled a drink on it a little while ago, and I hope it functions all right. I wanted to tell you, those of you who haven't seen it before, this is the smallest of the Irish harps. It was brought to me from Dublin by my brother, and it's a very old instrument, but I love it very much, and I hope you like it, too. I want to sing a short Irish song for you first. Down by the Sally Garden, my love and I did meet. She passed the Sally Garden with little snow white feet. She bid me take love easy as the leaves grow on the tree. But I, being young and foolish, with her did not agree. In a field by the river, my love and I did stand, and upon my leaning shoulder she placed her snow white hand. She bid me take life easy as the grass grows on the fields. But I was young and foolish, and now am full of
Appalachians for you next to show you how adaptable this little harp is. It just goes wonderfully with American folk songs too. Full of dust right now, but
I wish I was a red rosy bush by the banks of a lonesome sea. This is a spiritual that you may know. It's not a new one by any means. Oh, hand me down the silver trumpet, Gabriel. Hand me down, throw it down, any way to get it down. Hand me down the silver trumpet, Lord. Oh, hand me down.
silver-topped Gabriel. The gates are pearl and the streets are gold. Hand me down the silver-topped Lord. Oh, hand me down, hand me down, hand me down the silver-topped Gabriel. Hand it down, throw it down, anywhere you get it down. Hand me down the silver-topped Lord. Way over yonder in paradise, hand me down the silver trumpet, Gabriel. The Christian finds that tree of life. Hand me down the silver trumpet, Lord. Oh, hand me down, hand me down, hand me down the silver trumpet, Gabriel. Hand it down, throw it down, anywhere to get it down. Hand me down the silver trumpet, Lord. Oh, hand me down, hand me down, hand me down the silver trumpet, Gabriel. Hand me down, throw it down, any way to get it down. Hand me down the silver trumpet, Lord.